Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What do you do when these penalties get called and they're not right? And it affects, as Joey Bosa said, ruins their whole season.
With the gambling, it's just, we got to get these things right.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
Got to get it right.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Steve Young. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. And we just hung up. From Steve Young, and Troy Aikman's joining us shortly, and I'm thrilled to have Troy join me, and I'm particularly pleased and honored, actually, because I follow Troy on Instagram.
Oh.
And he just put out on his Instagram stories about 50 minutes ago a beautiful sunrise at a spot where, if I was at, I wouldn't want to be calling into anybody's radio show. So after a very long season... Of calling football games, so very nice of him to say yes, as opposed to tapping out.
Yeah.
Does that look like a spot you'd say, you know what I'd like to do in about an hour? I'd like to call into the Rich Eisen Show for 15, 20 minutes. So
I gotta
say, I appreciate it immensely.
This might be Hawaii.
Because I don't know.
I'm thinking about when sunrise would have been. So that would have been, he would have posted this at 9 Eastern, so 6 Eastern. I mean, 6 Hawaii time. It's really nice.
I know. It's good.
it's nice.
Definitely, wherever it is on the planet, on the planet, it is definitely not a spot.
In.
Yeah, put it on there. It's on at Troy Aikman right now on the old
Aikman.
Instagram.
Yeah, I can't see it. Yeah,
okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, at any rate, 844-204-RICH is the number
nice.
To dial.
That's
and by the
saying.
Way, I am multitasking right now because, you know, I have my cell phone here in front of me. I always like checking on the headlines, whatever. My phone's just been buzzing nonstop. It's a bunch of my buddies talking about the pickleball game tomorrow that I can't play in because I'm working on NFL Game Day morning tomorrow for 4.5
you want
hours.
Me to take your spot?
So, but, like, I don't want to leave the conversation. Because I want, because when you leave a conversation, it's an act of aggression, I don't want to just hit leave the conversation.
I mean, you've done that with us before.
I did it once because Brockman was like trolling on me with the Yankees in a playoff game.
I'm just saying,
but I regret it. I regret it now because the phone doesn't allow you to get back in.
Yeah, right, someone has to bring you
someone
back
has to
in.
Add you.
Will you re-invite me to that group?
Not that one. No, you left. You were out of that one. He's out of that one.
What?
Yeah.
I don't care.
He can't get back in the one.
I hit leave the conversation, and it is.
You can't mute the conversation.
I'd love to.
That's it.
I don't know.
I'll show you how to do it in the break.
Because right now, they're
just
like,
why I don't answer group texts?
Yeah, it's just, it's the dumbest conversation possible. It's dumb.
What's the average age of the people in this?
What does that matter? I don't understand. What does that matter?
Well, you always
what does that matter to you? No, seriously, what does that matter?
You're the one who always brings up age.
You bring down the average. That's what I'm asking.
I might be right around the median.
Okay,
I might be in the middle. But what's the big deal? What's the big deal? We're working out. What are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? Sitting on your ass watching football? What are you doing?
First off, I work out every day.
Okay.
And I got toddler's birthday parties to attend.
There you go. Okay.
So,
that's a workout.
You know what I mean?
That's a workout in itself. You get your steps in there, don't you?
I got a 3-year-old birthday party to attend. And yeah.
Okay.
It's because I think pickleball is for people of a certain age.
I've noticed you've said that a lot. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. I'm just saying. even though I know it is going mainstream now, it's like going to Harvard. How do you know that people go to Harvard? Well, they tell you. How do you know people play pickleball? They bring it up all the time.
Yeah, okay. Mr. I work out a lot. He showed up with a bag of Super Size Me this morning for the whole crew. Very good.
And the fact that he actually bought something for us.
That's right. Susie brought donuts yesterday, and today you
brought. That's why we have to work out so much.
Okay, very good. Well, at any rate, I'm not playing pickleball, and they're like, you know, you could leave the chat. I don't want to leave the chat.
Just mute the chat.
That's what I do.
You'll tell me.
Leave the conversation. I do all the time.
Which might be the oldest thing I've said. You've got to show me how to mute.
You don't want to talk to me anymore anyway.
Oh, my God. At any rate, off the rails. Hey, everybody. Hour number two of this program. We paused this conversation in divisional playoff weekend to discuss a team that came close to making it, didn't make it, and now has to turn their attention to what do they do with their quarterback, who is supremely talented, who is a former MVP, and who is staring at a franchise tag because, as it appears, wants a contract fully guaranteed that ownership and management is not willing to give him. We're talking, of course, about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. And as I have said over the last week plus, any other situation, you would feel like the quarterback and the team is done with each other. And, you know, I can't wait to get to the combine because that's where everybody talks. I mean, when I say everybody talks, everybody talks. Some scouts you've never met, some people in organizations you never met, and they will, you get one drink at the bar and off to the races they go. Or agents, or this, or that. And I hear chatter coming out of the Mid-Atlantic that says, all's going to be fine. And then the other one is like, this is dumpster fire. And the management team, coach and general manager, met with the media yesterday. And once again, the Baltimore Ravens put the sunniest possible spin on the situation, or it's not spin at all. This is truly the way it is. And in the NFL, it's so tough to believe something is the way it is. Sometimes. But John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, head coach, general manager of the Ravens, spoke again about Lamar Jackson yesterday, that he's their guy. And I think Harbaugh said he's crossing his fingers and his toes, that that everything works out with this contract.
Yeah, crossing all 10 fingers.
He's going to stay. Yeah. It's going to happen. And this soundbite from the general manager is what sets my spidey sense off still. Still. By the way, this is after the players, to a man, essentially, said Lamar's our guy. He's walking around limping. He couldn't go. He was sick. That's why he wasn't there for his teammates. If he could have been there, he would have been there. He couldn't have been there, so that's why he wasn't. And boy, I hope he comes back. And so
why can't we just take it
as it is?
And I mean, because I know you're not like digging for it, but like maybe
the reason why is just listen to this answer from the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens when asked if Lamar didn't play because it was a contractual situation. Because again, players in the NFL want fully guaranteed money. You cannot blame them for that. You can't. I will just use the most extreme example. Damar Hamlin.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. And he's not even fully vested for pensions and things like that.
Medical.
Okay? So you never know what's going to happen on the next snap. And so you want your money and you want it guaranteed. So bless the Browns. They went ahead and gave Deshaun Watson, with everything going on in his life, $230 million all guaranteed. And we still haven't heard the exact money confirmed that was put on the table that Lamar wants put on the table that he's fine, fully guaranteed. I'm yours. I'm signed. signed, sealed, delivered, all that. Still haven't heard that. But in the NFL, when a player doesn't get the contract he's looking for, then I have heard many situations where they're like, I'm hurt. I'm not going to go and put on the brace. I'm not going to go and take a shot. I'm not going to do it. They're not putting it out there for me, so I go out there. As RG3 said, he put on a brace and he made a mistake and his whole career changed because of it. That's the general sense of things. So it's a legit question to ask of the general manager. Was your guy hurt or is it contractual? Here is the answer.
Because Lamar Jackson didn't have a guaranteed long-term deal, that played in part of his reason for not playing. Do you feel Lamar's absence throughout the six games where... was that contract-related whatsoever?
I mean, Lamar could speak to that, but my feeling is no. I think Lamar was hurt. We see him every single day, Jameson. He's hurt. And his unique style as a player, as a quarterback, but as a mobile quarterback, as really a freaky type of athlete out there on the field, having a knee injury, a serious knee injury, makes it difficult. And so... just unfortunate, that he got hurt, the timing of it. I know he was trying to come back. We'd see him daily. I've spent a lot of time over the last 2 years down in the training room. And, Lamar, along with a lot of other guys, were trying to get back and play. And it was just bad timing, and I think bad luck for us and bad luck for Lamar.
It was bad luck. There's no question about it. They're such a better team with him. But the thing that sets me off is, like, we got to ask Lamar that. That's number one. And then number two, I think he was hurt. Is it on the MRI or is it not?
Yeah, do you know? You should know for a fact that he's hurt.
I mean, unless he didn't go in the tube. Did he not go in the tube? Get the pictures taken of his knee? That's what sets the spidey sense off. Something like there. And I'll say this. If they wind up trading Lamar Jackson, these two guys, Harbaugh and DaCosta, deserve an award with the rest of the locker room to keep anything that brought about the trade, whatever it was, and when it'll not come out from the Ravens. They'll end up saying they decided to go in a different direction or Lamar, and Lamar will go to his next spot and he'll be happy and say that's the past and there'll be a 30 for 30 on it and a deep dive somewhere where it all comes out or something like that. But this is either A, absolutely the way the team feels, and I'm just telling you how I feel, how I'm seeing it and how I'm reading it. And he winds up signing a long-term contract and then we'll see how he plays, right? Then we'll see who the new offensive coordinator is going there, because Greg Roman is gone. The guy who Ravens turn to and say, let's change our entire playbook around midstream in a season and turn him into an MVP candidate, which is exactly what happened in 2018 and 2019. That's exactly what happened. To show how he can win football games and play at an incredibly high level in a style and a manner that few other teams even attempt and be successful at, like they are. And by the way, they almost won the football game without Lamar on Sunday. Let's not lose sight of that. How good a team it is to build, that's been built, and how well it is coached. Truly, to almost go into Cincinnati, a team that can easily win in Buffalo this week and easily spoil the Kansas City Chiefs party just like last year. We all know that. And the Ravens almost knocked them out with their backup quarterback. So... what I'm saying is, it is possible that they do feel this way, and my spidey sense is way off. And then I'll, come on this air and say my spidey sense is way off. But I feel he was hurt. I mean, there's an MRI. There's a training staff that looks at his knee. Like, is it a 2? Is it a 3? What is the strain? Like, what do we got here? They know. Lamar knows. He tweeted it out. Okay. A three is a total tear of your knee. I mean, like, that's a tear of your knee. You're torn your ligament. You need surgery for that. You're not playing with that. I get it. So all I'm saying is let's see how it all plays out. And the combine is going to come, and I'm sure I'll hear from people. You are off. You are way off. Or you're on. That's what people are going to say.
Yeah,
I've been there before. It's my 20th combine. It's coming. And then, but the Ravens have gone through this year with Lamar not having the contract that he wanted. The team didn't give it to him. He got hurt. That's the exact things. What's going to happen if he gets hurt? You know, what happens? Well, what happened was he didn't play the last six games. They lost in the playoffs. They got one and done. And now what? Now what? Didn't DaCosta say it takes two to tango or something
takes
like that?
Takes two to tango about the contract.
They want him. They love him. They think they can win with him. They want him back. They want him as the face of their franchise. But you got to ask Lamar if it was money or it was hurt. I think he was hurt, says the general manager, who no doubt was told by a training staff what an MRI said. I mean, let's just, these are facts. And I, you know, and the Ravens choose to play it this way, or they want to have it this way, however you want to term it, that this guy could still be traded. And if they do, they're going to get max value because they haven't let a hint hit the fan. Not a hint of it, which is amazing. Or they really feel this way about him, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Because this year was totally a disappointing finish. Lamar's not signing a long-term contract. What's going to happen this year? Well, what's going to happen is they're going to win a lot. Then he's going to get hurt. They're not going to have him for the rest of the year. Offensive coordinator gets fired. You get one and done. That's not the Ravens picture that they wanted to have come back from the old school darkroom. So that's my take on that. I heard that yesterday. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I hope I'm wrong for my Ravens friends. I hope I'm wrong. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, a divisional playoff weekend edition of What's More Likely. And then at the end of this hour, I will tell you which player won. I got to choose it. I got to boil it down to one.
One.
Which player needs to have a monster game for his team to advance? And I made it hard on myself. I did not choose a quarterback.
Oh.
Haha. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, powered by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And just to, you know, one last thing for our terrestrial radio audience. I mean, Chris, you just brought up, like, will we look back on Lamar Jackson's 2019 MVP season as, you know, an outlier, or that happened once, or yeah, what, like, what happened?
Yeah, you know, like, why didn't it happen again?
Because either A, he has trouble staying healthy, or B, that was an outlier. And what the way that he plays is not sustainable by health and by standards of the rest of the league figuring out how to stop, like, scheme wise, it's difficult to sustain. So, we will see. Like, and the only person who can write that story is Lamar Jackson. And I'm where else would he go? Like, people are mentioning Miami would be good for him. You're hearing the Jets. Really, I guess you'll retool your entire operation there as well.
Yeah. So the others I've seen, Washington, Atlanta, those are kind of the big four. Those four teams.
Atlanta would just say, okay, we'll just abandon our plan with, you know, Ritter and go there. Washington obviously is wide open. Wide open.
I think Atlanta would probably pick Lamar over Ritter, wouldn't you?
You think so? I don't know.
Yeah, Vic 2.0, run it back.
Guys, the amount of money Lamar Jackson is asking for cannot be discounted when you have somebody you like and want to grow with and is incredibly inexpensive, and you've got on a second-round contract for 3 more years. That is a factor.
When are we going to start having the conversation of, you know, Lamar's asks contractually are reasonable?
What do you mean?
This is a guy who wants the guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson got, right? He also hasn't finished the last 2 years. And he had one great season, but other than that, it's been...
To say I want $230 million all guaranteed when he hasn't finished 2 straight seasons in a row... That's why Mike Florio says he needs an agent to tell him what time it is.
A little unreasonable,
and also
right?
Get out there, yeah. get stuff out there, and reach out to people who might be able to help and supplement what's going on in his life. I mean, we just had again Steve Young on in hour number one. There's a deep dive for The Athletic that came out today on the Jets situation with Zach Wilson and what was going on inside the locker room. Remember when Elijah Moore wanted a trade? Remember, he demanded a trade. And Robert Sala said, we're not trading you, but you're going to sit down. And then they went to Denver and won without him, but lost Breece Hall and Elijah Vera Tucker in the same game. That changed everything for the Jets offense. Their best offensive lineman and their best, I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here saying who the offensive rookie of the year is. Wonder who it might be, and why didn't Brock Purdy make the final three? Because Breece Hall would have won it. If he stayed healthy, end of story. Over. But the reason why I bring this up in that story is Zach Wilson reached out to a trio of quarterbacks for advice because they struggled early on in their careers. You know, 3 Hall of Famers. Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Drew Brees. Because Kurt, he was a house of fire when he came in 99, but his career started by getting cut in Green Bay. And we all know Steve Young took a while to finally get where he needed to go. I imagine his agent set those things up. Like, I don't know, man. It's just a tough ask to say, hey, I want everything guaranteed, all this money guaranteed. And I didn't finish the last 2 years.
Yeah. Also, our buddy Daniel Jeremiah, first mock draft just posted.
Aha! Uh-huh.
He has the Ravens taking a quarterback. Anthony Richardson from Florida.
Okay.
Admitted that it was a dart, but, you know, a lot of question marks surrounding
this.
Baltimore.
I'm telling you. When I get to the combine,
he's a former Raven scout.
It's going to be, I think, unless something happens in the next 3 playoff weekends, division championship and Super Bowl, unless something wild happens in those three weekends, the number one conversation we're going to hear at the combine is what is going on with Baltimore with Lamar? Who could they be looking at here? 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Okay, it is a Friday here on the Rich Eisen Show. That means Chris Brockman has come up with a couple of scenarios in a specific endeavor called What's More Likely. Hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over
hey
there?
Hey, guys, what's up? Breaking news, divisional round this weekend. Excited?
You can make the argument it's the greatest weekend in all of sports. Or, if you want to sound really highfalutin, sport. Greatest weekend in sport. Which means internationally. I don't mean to keep interrupting you. Have at it. What do you got?
Who's more likely to have multiple turnovers in a loss tomorrow, Trevor Lawrence or Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, I'll go Trevor Lawrence. No.
He's not going to do it again.
Well, you gave me a gimme to start.
He's not going to do it again.
But who's more likely to have multiple turnovers and lose? I will go with
the guy who had multiple turnovers and won.
The guy who had multiple turnovers was lucky to win and is making his first yes. Was fortunate. How about that?
There you go.
Fortunate. I'll change the phrasing. And is now going into Arrowhead Stadium for his first. I mean, for your first career road playoff start, I would say. What would you pick as the toughest spot to do it? Would you go with Arrowhead?
Yeah, what's the
would
temperature?
Would you go with Arrowhead with the Chiefs coming up? I mean, you got the internet in front.
No, I mean, yeah.
I mean,
is it cold?
Would you go with Arrowhead with the Chiefs coming off? Andy Reid coming off a bye as well. We all know how great he is at a bye. I mean, yeah, man. I'll go with Lawrence going, what's more likely?
Ooh, tomorrow, cloudy, rain, and snow.
Okay. Wintry mix, it sounds like,
wintry
huh?
Mix.
Sounds like a wintry mix.
Kind of windy, Mike.
Oh, Mike. Mike, we totally whiffed on this.
You guys
all
are.
Right, this is what we're going to do. Hoskins, weather report. Let's put something together for the third hour.
You know, it's coming.
We're
going to
do it.
You didn't bring it up, though.
What's more likely, that we are going to give a Mike Del Tufo playoff weather report on the fly by the end of the show or not?
I would say yes.
Chris, what else you got over
Let's
there?
Let's go.
Biggest offensive X factor in that game, Travis Etienne or Isaiah Pacheco?
Oh, I'll go Etienne. Although, I'll tell you what, man. Part of the reason why, reason why I say this is totally fantasy related. I'm just still chapped. I picked up Pacheco. I thought they just didn't use him.
Not enough.
They didn't use him enough.
You were a year early.
They didn't. I just don't. They don't. They went with McKinnon.
McKinnon ended up being a beast.
And I'm not saying he didn't affect the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Yeah.
But this guy can really run it down. I'm wondering if they, like, Pacheco, I think would come in very handy against the 49ers, for instance, where you are just going to have to hit people and keep on slamming them into a front seven. So the Chiefs can go, like, nasty smash mouth if they want. I guess they choose not to because they've got the quarterback that might play otherwise. So, but I'll go Etienne right there. What else, Chris? What else you got?
Giants-Eagles. Two teams in a game featuring running quarterbacks. Quarterbacks who can really efficiently run the football. More rushing yards from the quarterback position in a win. Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts?
Good one right there.
Little window into who you're taking in this game.
Well, no, it doesn't window into in who's going to win in this game. You said who would have more rushing yards in a win. So you're saying
if they win, this
who would have more rushing yards? I would go with Jalen Hurts because if the Eagles win, I think they need Jalen Hurts to have a ton of rushing yards. So
Giants can win without Daniel Jones.
I'm not saying they can win without Daniel Jones.
Running around,
but I'll go with Hurts right here and that about what's more likely. What else you got to go?
All right, I like this one. Bills Bengals, they're playing each other. Did you hear that?
You know, yes, but when you front your either or with I really like this one, makes you seem like you were just laying up the other ones. I'll be honest,
the other ones were hard.
Okay,
big spreads.
Okay.
What's the higher total in this game? Bills sacks or Burrow touchdown passes?
Oh, man. I'll go Bill Sacks, man. Although they don't really rush the passer very well.
They don't really rush the passer. But Bengals have the offensive lineman out.
I just think, yeah, I'll go Bill Sacks right
Joey
here.
Joey B, big game player,
I know that. I think the Bengals win it, but I still think the Bills sack them. I mean, if you told me what would be more, Titans sacks or Burrow touchdown passes, I would have said Titans sacks, and the Bengals still win, and I'd have been right. Right?
Yeah.
In this very same round last year.
Yeah.
With Burrow going on the road in this very same round this year.
Also snowing in Buffalo. And
here we go, baby. Here we go. So we could have wintry mixes in a couple spots in the Northeast.
Stop stealing my thunder.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What else?
All right, more likely to have more total yards.
Good use of thunder for a weather report.
Yeah. More total yards Sunday in Santa Clara, CMC or Tony Pollard?
You want to take this one, TJ?
It'll be CMC.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think CMC gets his day. I think Christian McCaffrey has his day. And what's more likely? How about this? I'll answer it this way. What's more likely? And you answer this, Chris. What's more likely? We come on the air Monday talking about Christian McCaffrey having a day. And I am complaining that Tony Pollard didn't get the ball enough. Or Pollard gets the ball and the Cowboys take out the 49ers.
What do I think is going to happen, or what's more likely?
What's the name of this segment?
It's more likely that you're complaining about Pollard not getting Why?
But he could do it. That's what I'm saying.
We spread the ball out more. Like they have Ayuk, Debo,
Brother Jefferson. I am preaching.
McCaffrey.
I am preaching.
Kittle.
I am preaching, and I'm saying, this is the way through. Number 20. That's the way through. That's the way through. Thank you.
Wait a minute. You stole my
Kellen
top
Moore.
Five. Now you're stealing
Kellen
my...
Kellen Moore.
Like, what do we do?
No. I'm just going to say
do
this.
Do I have anything?
Kellen Moore. Kellen. You want to go through? You want to rise up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness. God. Oh, come on.
Number 20.
What is happening?
That's the way through the other side.
All right, can I take this segment back? I still have two more.
Appreciate the help getting through. He is him.
Whoa.
He is him.
Whoa.
Pollard is him. Yes, Chris.
Two guys who have been him. What's more likely, guys? Brock Purdy turns into a pumpkin, or Dak from past playoff flameouts shows up?
What's more likely, Purdy turns into a pumpkin or Dak from past playoff flameouts? Oh my gosh. I don't think Purdy turns into a pumpkin at all. As you know, I've got to stick with my 49ers win it all. I don't think he turns into a pumpkin.
Ooh.
I do not.
You think they're going to win it all?
How have I?
I know. I'm just re-asking the question.
It's not crazy.
I haven't seen you in a couple days. I don't know.
And you can't say how have I picked, because admittedly you just picked this on Thanksgiving, right?
I am.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not like it's been an all year pounding.
You think Purdy's going to beat Mahomes in Super Bowl?
But Thanksgiving wasn't yesterday.
That's August either when you made us make our picks.
Going to beat Joe Burr, Josh Allen.
I know. So I will say this. I don't think a Dak flameout shows up either. I think this is going to be a terrific battle.
I hope you're right.
So if I have to force to make a choice, I'll go with the Dak flameout shows up more than Purdy turning into a pumpkin. So I know I'm kind of fencing it. I don't think Purdy turns into a pumpkin. I don't think Dak flames out. I just think that's more likely than Purdy turning into a pumpkin.
Do you think we need one more?
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll get
Thanks,
one more.
George.
Ocean's 11 has been on so much lately, and I watch it every time.
It's great.
What's more likely, guys? We have multiple upsets this weekend, or all chalk?
Let's see. I'm going my head here.
Well, you know Rich doesn't know who's underdog because he doesn't.
No. All the home teams.
Come
are
on,
all
man.
The home
I mean,
teams
I'm
big
not
favorites. Actually,
I you know, the I know it wasn't game. Here yesterday, but I also wasn't on a turnip truck.
Well, you're the one saying you don't know about.
What's the I mean, are the Bengals winning is an upset?
They're a 5.5-point dog.
Okay, so then I'll say upsets.
Multiple
upsets.
You gonna pick the Giants? Yeah, you are. You're going to pick the Giants, yeah, right? Yeah,
I'll say multiple upsets. I'll say multiple upsets, then all chalk.
It's hard to beat a team three times.
So you're saying all chalk is...
Home favorites.
You're saying all chalk is...
1-2, 1-2.
Eagles hosting Niners.
Yep.
And
Bills
and Chiefs are in Atlanta.
Yes.
I'll go multiple upsets.
Oh, Rich Eisen. Oh, Rich Eisen.
Got to live a little.
That's what I'm saying, Rich.
I'm with you, baby.
Right?
I'm with you.
Hey, who's favorite in that Cowboys game, though?
Niners by 4.
Okay. I like your style then, Rich.
Let's take a break here. Let's take a break here because there's some bulletin board material that was just provided, albeit not intentionally. But bulletin board, like there is some bulletin board material that was provided to a couple teams this weekend.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll hit that. And then still to come on this program, I'll tell you who has to have a monster game in order to break through.
Is it Dak Prescott?
And then Troy Aikman will call in from someplace I can't believe he's calling in from in hour 3.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about... how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true when your business is growing fast. Even more true when there's a ton of uncertainty like right now. Not every business is in the dark, though. There's over 33,000 businesses that's in the light. How about that? In the light. In the light that shined by NetSuite by Oracle. The number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and of course, inventory. So you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. NetSuite helps you identify rising costs, automate your manual business processes, and see where to save money. Know your numbers. Know your business. Get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. I saw a press release from the National Football League. More than 50,000 tickets sold in one day for the AFC Championship game in Atlanta, if it happens. They put tickets on sale. Got to do it in advance, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a just-in-case situation, which is great. You know what would approve of this? My Jewish mother would approve of this. Because I always have fun. With her, not at her expense. How dare you? By saying she's a just-in-case mom. Always take an umbrella just in case. Put on a good pair of shoes on the ice just in case.
Wear clean underwear just in case.
Well, no, they've never had to tell me that, to be very honest. How dare you? Another how dare you. Just in case. There's an AFC Championship game in Atlanta. Got to sell the tickets. And as a matter of fact, they're being snapped up. Both clubs, according to the NFL, gave season ticket members. They capitalized those, by
member,
the way.
I like the word member for season ticket.
Are you a member of the Rams season ticket, right?
I'm a member of the Rams,
right?
So is Brockman.
So you're Brockman?
We're members.
Chris, whatever. You're in a different level because this guy, How many games do you go to this year?
More than him.
Is that right?
That's a lie.
What are you talking about?
I did three.
That's what I went to.
Okay, so we tied. Okay.
All right.
Come on.
My bad. I don't mean to. I don't mean to create a problem.
Yeah, Chris went to three.
Okay. But anyway, both clubs gave season ticket members who previously opted in to purchase AFC Championship game tickets in Buffalo or Kansas City priority access to purchase tickets at a preferred rate, according to the NFL. More than 50,000 tickets were purchased by the club's season ticket members in the first 24 hours of the announcement. Hey, Chris, you were at the national championship game.
I was.
You know how half the stadium was Georgia and half was TCU?
That was awesome.
According to this statement, the ticketing plan enables Bills fans to be seated on their side of the field and the Chiefs on the other.
I hope this happens.
Kind of like a college football game.
Yo, I'm in.
Right?
I'm in.
I hope this
happens. How amazing is that?
Yeah, I really do.
Although Florio tweeted out, like, this is like the beginning of championship weekend being a neutral site.
Neutral site. It's a great idea.
That ain't happening. No. That's not happening. Even though it might be pulled off and it's like feels like a Super Bowl again, that is not happening. Yeah. No, sir. But you got to sit here and wonder, how do the Jaguars and or Bengals feel about this one?
Oh, because they
enjoy those tickets.
Oh.
How about that plan?
Well, it's just in case. Plan.
I prefaced this entire conversation by saying, no offense.
Yeah.
Got a plan. There's no offense.
Got a plan.
Can't just do all willy-nilly, sell tickets within 5 days of a game being played. Got to do it in advance.
Yeah.
But don't you think if you're a Bengal or a Jaguar, you see this go?
Oh, Joey Burrow is probably like, WTF is this?
Like what? What planned?
Yeah, this is like a Leonardo DiCaprio.
On what planet is this game being played in Atlanta? Because if we make the AFC Championship game, we're not going to Atlanta.
Ain't going to be there.
As a matter of fact, it's entirely possible we're hosting the Jaguars, right? Which, by the way, you want to talk college football, get the Burrow Trevor Lawrence national championship game stuff ready. And Trevor Lawrence is sitting here, he's sitting there going, wait, my game in Kansas City, what day of the week is that played on?
Saturday.
Have I ever lost on a Saturday?
No, he's like 38-0 or something.
It's all right for fighting, isn't it?
Yeah. And they could wreck the buffet. Like, come on.
At the Harrow
Let's
Club.
Let's go.
Known as the de facto neutral site game. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Doug Peterson and I'm handing out the ice cream tonight, because I imagine you do Friday night ice cream instead of Saturday night ice cream, right?
Yeah,
I'm scooping out along with the vanilla ice cream. Come on, Doug. You got to
put some sprinkles on it.
Something.
Cookies and cream. Come
on. Yeah, cookies
and cream. What a great ice cream.
Peaches and cream.
Good song.
No question. Let me just say, as he's scooping it out, hey, I'm going to scoop out. Guess where Kansas City fans think they're going potentially on next Saturday? Where do you think they're going? I think they're going to Atlanta. Huh. And then, you know, that's one thing to say. Like, because even if Kansas City beats Jacksonville, they could stay at home if Cincinnati goes there. And that's not at a neutral site. Cincinnati's the one that would be like, wait a minute. Why do both teams feel they're going to Atlanta? That means they think we can't make the AFC Championship game by winning in Buffalo?
Well, they already knew it, though.
Bro, I
know.
Let me talk about rational thought when it comes to a game like this, Mike.
No,
let me tell you about a rational thought story. I've told it before. This is a totally, completely 100% applicable to repeat a story here. I'm sitting on the set of NFL Total Access in Tampa, Florida. It is, I believe, what is it, the Monday night, I guess, of the first, we're there at a Super Bowl Monday night of Super Bowl week. Pittsburgh versus Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting on the set, and I turn to my right, and they say, get ready to introduce our next guests. I knew they were coming to the show, and they were kind enough to come to the show. Arizona Cardinals coach Ken Whisenhunt and hard-hitting safety Adrian Wilson, who I believe is in their front office now, right? They're coming to the set. welcome them. And that's what we used to do. We used to show them off set. They'd come walking up on the set. We'd say hello, go to commercial break, come back from commercial break. They're in set position to have a conversation. I remember that. And I'm on a set, and I shake Adrian Wilson's hand, and he's all business. Ken Whisenhunt shakes my hand and says the following to me: I heard what you said about our team. And I'm like, thinking to myself, what the hell did I say about the Arizona Cardinals? And, you know, my mind starts spinning. You know me. You know me.
No, you're like,
Like, I'm now, this so commercial break is now, I'm lost to anybody else you're trying done. To get in my ear to say, like, my mind is now churning. Like, I'm going on my mental Rolodex here of what I've said, what I didn't say. And I said nothing. I finally, after a minute or two of stewing, I then turned. I'm like, all right, coach. Like, what did I say about
like
your team?
Shaggy,
I don't think
TJ,
I said
it. It wasn't me.
He said, you said we were the worst team in the history of the playoffs to make the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
If you remember, those Arizona Cardinals teams were terrible on the road. That was the year they went. We flew all the way out to Thanksgiving, to Philadelphia for Thanksgiving on a Thursday night. They got waxed. I even bring this up to Kurt Warner all the time now. Like, thanks for ruining my Thanksgiving, Kurt. I flew all the way out. I left my family at home just to cover your team, and you lost by 90. Good job. And I turned to him. I said, I would never say that. He goes, I heard you say that.
Yeah, 48-20.
And one of the producers who's in the truck who hears this conversation through our mic gets in my ear and says, Chris Collinsworth said that. And I turned to Whisenhunt, I'm like, Chris Collinsworth said it, not me, coach. He goes, uh-huh. And we're back. Hey, Ken Whisenhunt here. And irrational thought.
Yeah, they lost 4 out of 6 to end the year.
New England waxed them. They were terrible.
Yeah. Oh, 47-7
on the road.
The Pats.
I remember these things.
Good memory.
Irrational thought. You can't sit here and go, well, it's just they're planning. The league's got to plan. Teams have to plan. Fans have to plan. You got to plan in advance. And the Bengals would be like, take your plan and shove it exactly where the sun does not shine. Just saying.
That's like one of those famous NFL films clips before the Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl in 2004?
In Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Bill, the Eagles had released their parade route.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And Bill, in the meeting the night before the game, was like, hey, guys, just want to let you know, this is the Eagles Super Bowl parade route. It's already been released. This is what they plan to do. So how do you guys feel about that?
And from now on, municipalities and teams have kept those plans to themselves.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
But they, I mean, Rich, it's like yesterday we talked about, Brockman brought up Trevor Lawrence saying he can't imagine Kansas City being any louder than Jacksonville. So we had the discussion, like, do you really think the Chiefs guys are looking at this going, oh, this is bulletin board material?
No, but he also, after that, kind of
admitted, I bet you the Chiefs guys don't know
he
that.
He understands what he said. He's just saying our place was really loud.
Yeah, and we kind of came to that conclusion ourselves.
Right.
But the point being,
but I even tweeted out, like, the famous Nathan Fillion, the actor gif of him just, like, trying to say something and you know, and then just, like, shaking his head. Like, I tweeted that one out, like, oh, God, you don't want to go there. But, of course, Jacksonville Jaguar fans are like, it's been really loud in my spot. And I'm like, with all due respect, only one place I've been to. I've been to both places. Only one of the spots had my ears ringing later on that night when I got back to the hotel room. So, yeah, there are anything. This is the time of year. Anything can be used as inspiration or bulletin board material, or we'll show them. And if I am a coach, if I'm Doug Peterson as I'm scooping out the ice cream, hey, guys, you know some of their fans are planning to go to Atlanta next week. Let's send them there to Atlanta to, you know, go hang out.
Go to the aquarium.
Go to the aquarium. Go to Buckhead for dinner, right? And if you're the Bengals, you're like, oh, we're going to maybe host it, or we're going to Kansas City, and we'll go show the fans who wanted to go to Atlanta for their plans what we did to those plans. I'm telling you, Troy Aikman's coming up.
They should put a pool in Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah?
Like they'd have in Jacksonville.
Like for the Polar Bear Club?
Yeah. I guarantee you people would be in it.
Mike?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever done the Polar Bear Club? Have you
no,
ever
that's
done
not
that?
A question. No, not even. No.
Never?
No.
You never did that?
That's a hot fitness trend.
I don't
right
go
now,
in the
Rich,
ocean anyway.
The cold plunge. Have you seen that on Instagram?
I'm not an ocean swimmer.
Everyone's in the cold tubs right now.
I saw Sebastian Maniscalco do it.
Yeah, everyone's
into
it right now.
Man, he is so funny.
With the ice. And the,
yeah, they want to stay. It's like you stay in it.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I'm not an ocean guy.
I'm a path.
Well, I don't go in the water.
You're from Jersey. How is that possible?
Jaws, my favorite movie.
Oh,
I'm scared.
And why do you have a boat then?
I'm on a boat. I'm not in the water.
Is that why you keep getting a bigger boat?
That's why I keep getting a bigger boat. By the way, don't like the ocean. If I can't see things down there, I don't know. It's like no. Nope.
It's like somebody who owns a race car doesn't like speed.
What happens if your boat like you hit a log?
Oh, I got an inflatable raft. I got life vests. I'm good.
He's seen Titanic.
I've seen Titanic. I'm not getting
any
stuck
movie
on the
that's on the water.
Panel.
You've seen it.
You need a big enough, piece of plywood.
Yeah, no.
All right, Mike.
Polar Bear Club. That's nuts. That's crazy.
So you'd never done that.
People would go in it, right? That
100%.
Dude in Denver used to have the barrel.
People would love it.
Oh, Barrel Man.
Remember the shirtless barrel guy in Denver?
Yeah.
100% people would go in it.
Yeah.
It'd be packed.
The only fan mascot, if you will, with a man's ear.
Yes.
Good thing he wore that barrel.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
my two cents. Barrel Man. I forgot about Barrel Man.
He's naked under there?
Yeah.
He and Ragnar are probably where Troy Aikman's vacationing.